Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde, and he joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What's up, dude?
How we doing, dudes?
Doing great, bud. Feeling good. We just heard, I don't know, did you hear the sound from Amon-Ra St. Brown calling Packers fans delusional on his podcast with Equinemius?
I have not.
Well, so he called, let's just go ahead and play it. It's short enough, Jason. We can just play this again. Here's what the St. Brown brothers had to say on their podcast about Packers fans.
I feel like the fans think the division is just theirs before the season even starts. They think the division is theirs right now as we speak. They think it's still theirs. I feel like they're delusional. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I've been there. I've been there 4 years. Yeah. Every year, the North is ours.
Right.
I'm speaking ours like when I was there. North is ours.
It could be the last game of the season. The North is not even theirs. They still think it's theirs until it's finally not theirs. And then when it's not theirs, it's like, okay, it's still ours because you guys just won it 1 year.
For a guy who claims that he doesn't care about the Packers or their fan base, wore a Green Bay Sucks hoodie to the game, and now is talking about the Packers fans once again a week later, Jason, he seems to be a guy who cares a lot about Green Bay and the fan base, right?
Great read on that. God, you're good. You should do, like, national work. Yeah, exactly. Like, if you don't talk about teams or fan bases if you're not worried about them or thinking about them, right? Like, you got plenty of other – again, I don't claim to be the best radio person on the planet. You might be, but I'm definitely not. And I get it. There's intrigue and interest in a couple of NFL wide receivers. Is Equanimeous still in the league or is he out now?
He is playing with the New Orleans Saints. Because we had the same question, Jason. We weren't sure.
Zero receptions, too.
Yeah, he does not have a reception, but he is on the roster.
Okay, so he's sort of playing. I just don't know why you would even, like, I guess maybe you just need content. And, you know, you don't have an outstanding producer like Joshy helping you with topics. So you fall back into a Green Bay discussion. But let's be honest, I don't agree with the delusional parts, but the assessment of the fan base's expectations for the division, I mean, they're not wrong. Right?
Don't you want to play for a franchise like that, Jason?
Right. And that's the expectation because they win the division more often than the other three teams. If you go back for the last 30 years, the Packers have won the division the most of any of those four franchises, right? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it's probably pretty safe to say that they have not completely dominated and won the division all 30 of those years, but more often than not, they have won the division. So I don't think that makes you delusional. I think that makes you having high expectations for a team that has lived up to them. But not to be whatever, and I don't want to swear and get Joshy in trouble, but who gives a blank about the division?
Like, yeah, exactly.
They got, you know, Holmgren used to say it, and Sherman and McCarthy, you know, the first step is winning the division, you know, It gets you in the playoffs. It gets you a home game, yada, yada, yada. Sure, all those things are true. And the last team to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, Wisconsin, did not win the division, did not have a home game in the playoffs. Now, do I recommend taking that route? No, but no one looks back on the 2010 season and goes, damn, they didn't win the division. Like, who? No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
That's not what matters.
The last time I think the Packers winning the division, Chew, mattered is when you guys won it in 95 because it was the first time in God knows how long.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the benchmark. The benchmark here is Super Bowls, you know? It just is.
It's not division, Jason, count.
Yeah, New England, I'm sure New England had the same attitude with Brady and Belichick. And Kansas City has the same attitude right now with Belichick
no
and
doubt.
Andy. I mean, it sounds a little bit like he's jealous That's my interpretation, which is fine, but I mean...
Sure, and he's got an opportunity to help them make the Lions fan base think the same way.
I got a fun nugget right? here.
Ooh, I love nuggets.
Do we have like sounder for this? Joshy's Nuggets?
Joshy's fun nugget of the day.
Since 1995, the Lions have won the division the same amount of times as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you have it.
Who have not been in the division since 2002?
Correct.
And they probably have never even won. Tampa Bay probably never won the NFC North when they were in the North.
Well, no, that's what he's saying. So between the division that the Packers have been in, the Buccaneers have won that division, whether it was the Central. Obviously, they won it when it was the Central. And they've won it as many times as the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And they haven't been
Come
in the division
on, Kimura,
since
try to
02.
Keep up.
I know. It's a Friday.
That was the
Jason.
Joke.
I'm already. Jason, what'd they do with Preston Smith's roster spot?
I mean, there's a couple of options they have. One is obviously activating Marshawn Lloyd because he's apparently getting close to the point where he can return to play. That said, I'm not sure how overly eager they are to have him play, right? I mean, I think they're pretty excited about Chris Brooks and what he's turned out to be. And Emmanuel Wilson has been productive when given opportunities. So I was thinking maybe the other possibility, they've got him on their practice squad right now, is this Jamin. Is it Jamin? Jamin? I haven't met him. I haven't talked to him. I haven't looked at the pronunciation of his name. But the former first-round pick that they picked up and put on the practice squad. Davis is his last name. He's a linebacker. He played, you know, some edge rusher previously, but he was a first-round pick several years ago. I mean, maybe that would make sense too, right? Especially since they moved a defensive player, but it's probably one of those two. I don't think anything more earth-shattering than that. Did you have higher hopes and expectations for that open roster spot?
Not so much. You just read all these DNs that become available. I was wondering if they were going to sign, because there was a guy, where was, from Baltimore? Njoku? Does that sound about right?
Ngakoue.
Unique Ngakoue.
Ngakoue. I mean, I'm wondering if they're going to sign him. But my other question is, Jason, who's going to start?
Played for
because
about
right
15
now,
teams in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
It feels like, but yeah.
Ngabare has a higher percentage of snaps than Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah.
So who's going to...
I said that the other day. I said that I thought he would be the one who would take over as the starting spot for Preston. And I had a couple of people make it seem like I was an idiot. But he's played more, and he's played better than Van Ness. Now, again, as is always the case with the Packers, the whole young man's game, and we want to get a look at these young guys. I don't care what Goody says about Brenton Cox or Aaron Mosby. I do think Aaron Mosby is going to play more. I mean, the guy has a half sack. He's played 7 snaps all season. That's a pretty good win rate. But I think this is about Lucas Van Ness more than anybody else, right? Because this regime believes that you get better as a young player, and I'm not saying they're wrong, I'm just saying that this is kind of a guiding principle for them. You get better by playing if you're a young player. And Lucas Van Ness, I think we can all agree on this panel, has not gotten a whole lot better. And he has played a meaningful amount of snaps. So I don't know, you know, what they're thinking with him, but I would assume when you're a first-round pick, you know, as Tausch always likes to say, first-round picks have to constantly prove they don't belong in the league if they're not going to be playing, and seventh-round picks constantly have to prove that they do. Well, he's going to get some more opportunities because they want their first-round pick to flourish, which he hasn't done to this point.
Jason, what's the one area that you think they need to improve on the most in order to have a successful second half of the season?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say two, one on each side of the ball, and you guys already know because we spent so much time on it. Well, we spent so much time on both of these. These are going to be obvious to everyone. On the offensive side, it's Jordan Love decision-making. It's not that he hasn't played well. It's not that he hasn't shown his arm strength and his improved accuracy and all those things. I know there's been some folks that have been getting after his accuracy, which is okay because that I think I personally believe he has been less accurate, but it's because he's been playing with a pair of leg injuries now, and he's not fundamentally throwing the way he needs to, and he's not getting enough practice time, which I firmly believe in. So on the offensive side, it's he has to be better in that, or they're not going anywhere. And then on the defensive side, it's the guys we've just been talking about. That defensive line has to be more productive. And I thought, again, I don't want to say stunned, because that would be mean, and I don't want to hurt the delicate flower that is Mark Chmura. But I thought his point yesterday about, you know, the potential of excuse-making and other defensive linemen or defensive ends like Rashawn Gary suggesting that, you know, like Preston, he just hasn't fit into the scheme yet. I think that's bunk, personally. Like, I just think that, yes, there's a slight adjustment, but certainly not such a severe adjustment that they've gotten the limited production that they have out of their front. I just think that they got to be better there.
Jason, have the players been cut loose yet, and when are they due back?
Dude, you live in, like, the 80s and 90s, bro. Like, they this is a totally different league. Like, it's not – like, if you were pissed as a coach and you thought these guys don't deserve a full week off, there's nothing you can do about it. It's in the CBA. So they came in on Monday and watched film, and then that's it. They're gone. And they have
for
to be
week?
Back. Yeah, and then they have to be back Sunday night because they have a team meeting and they're back to work on Monday. That's how the league works now. How do you feel about that, old boy?
That is ridiculous. Holy cats. Because we'd go, Jason, we'd go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and if we
yes,
were
I'm
good.
Aware.
Yeah. If we were good. And then injured guys, Jason, you remember, if you're injured, you can't go anywhere. You're getting treatment. They're in the middle of a season, and they're not playing great football. What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's the rules, buddy. And oh. I think the injured guys thing still stands. I think that's okay. Still the case. But yeah, they're Monday. They had to come in and watch film, and then he cut them loose. They were cut loose before we talked to him at 2 o'clock in his press conference.
Wow. Holy smokes. Must be nice.
It must be nice.
Jason, appreciate the time, buddy. Look forward to hearing you coming up in about 90 minutes on Wilde and Tausch.
I'll visit their show, but I'm supposed to be off yesterday and today, but I'm not going to miss this show for that. So tune in to hear Jim Rutledge and Jesse Nelson, and I'm driving to Boucher in Greenfield today, so I'm going to join them for a segment while I'm driving.
All right. Well, safe travels, my friend.
Hey. Thanks, guy.
Jason
Take
Wilde
care, be good.
Joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chewy has been waiting for this upcoming segment for, I don't know, a week? Just about all week. Because Craig Karmazin is going to be joining us next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.